where I try to keep Wall Street and your money real.
Welcome to this Thanksgiving holiday edition of the Midweek Reality Check. And we will spend our time this week talking about debt, both in the U.S. and globally. In the United States, credit card balances spiked in the third quarter to a record $1.08 trillion. Credit card balances spiked by $154 billion year over year, notching the largest increase since 1999, according to the New York Fed. Credit card delinquency rates also rose across the board, but especially among millennials. So much for the healthy consumer who's supposedly flush with cash and still sitting on a mountain of pandemic-related savings. Running up credit card debt is an emergency measure because it is one of the most expensive methods of borrowing money. The average annual percentage rate is now more than 20%, which is an all-time high, and an increase of 60% from where it was in 2015. The truth is, the lower three quintiles of consumers are suffering from the onerous inflation seen over the past few years. And even though consumer price inflation has risen 3.2% year over year from 9% year over year seen in 2022, the point here is that prices are still rising, albeit more slowly, from an already unaffordable level. Nearly 10% of all credit card holders are having to pay more on interest and fees than they pay towards the principal, meaning their outstanding balances continue to rise. 1 out of 10. That's extremely high historically. The average credit card balance is now more than $6,000, the highest in 10 years, a new report from TransUnion found. TransUnion is an American consumer credit reporting agency. It collects information on over 1 billion individual consumers in over 30 countries, including 200 million customer files profiling nearly every credit active consumer in the United States. Its customers include over 65,000 businesses. So what's the point? The point is that this is no, you know, mom and pop shop that does research on the consumer. It's no small outfit here we're talking about. So it's important to hear what this company says about consumers. And what do they say? Amid persistent inflation, consumers are struggling to afford their everyday expenses, TransUnion's Charlie Wise says. Quote, they are trying to keep the house of cards from collapsing, close quote. That's from one of the largest consumer reporting agencies in the world. An additional 20.5 million new credit card accounts were opened in the latest quarter, boosted in part by consumers looking for additional liquidity, Wise said. The tally of total credit cards hit a record 538 million. A separate survey published by LendingClub found that 62% of Americans are now living paycheck to paycheck, which is why they're relying more and more on credit cards. These are the unavoidable consequences that occur when the Fed pushed borrowing costs below 1% for 14 years, from 2008 to 2022, apart from just 3 years between 2017 through the start of 2020. The dysfunction seen in consumers was firstly manifest in D.C. I mean, we're just following our leaders here. The sad truth is the once mighty U.S. fiscal situation is so dire that its treasury rating is heading for junk status. U.S. national debt is $33.8 trillion, and the interest on that debt is $700 billion a year. Interest expenses will reach $1 trillion by 2025. Entitlements and interest will equal 100% of all revenue by 2040. That's just 16 years away. But the debt issues are already out of control right now. Our nation's deficit is 45% of revenue, and the national debt is an incredible 770% of federal income. Think about that. I mean, if we were a regular borrower, we were like a consumer or a regular corporation, we would have junk status, absolutely, and our credit access would have been shut off. The global bond market bubble was so immense, it wasn't just in the United States, that it produced negative yields for the first time in history. And it was no small amount. There were $17 trillion worth of negative yielding debt just 2 years ago. Free money caused leverage to soar. Global debt is now $300 trillion, which is 350% of global GDP. That figure is 26% higher than it was heading into the great global financial crisis and Great Recession of 278%. It was debt that crippled the global economy during the global financial crisis. Well, the situation is worse today. It's much worse today, not just in nominal terms, but as a percentage of the world economy. According to the Institute of International Finance and S&P Global, household debt was 60% of GDP in 2007. And it was 64% in 2022. That's the latest data we have available. So it's global. Household debt is up a little bit. Not much, but a little bit from where it was heading into the global financial crisis. That is not so bad, but it's still the wrong direction. However, the situation is much worse when it comes to non-financial corporate debt. It was 75% of GDP in 2007, but it surged to 98% of GDP last year. But even that pales in comparison to the leverage governments have taken on. Global government debt was 58% of GDP in 2007. It then skyrocketed to 102% of GDP as of the latest data available in June of last year. Free money equals increased leverage, which equals asset bubbles, which in turn leads to runaway inflation. Exactly what we've seen many, many times in the past and what we're just experiencing right now. Central banks are then forced to tackle that inflation, which eventually causes debt destruction to occur. This function has always led to economic destruction in the past. It won't be any different this time. There's nothing new to see here. Except this time around, the economic chaos will be horrific in comparison, given the historic levels of debt and the level of asset bubbles from which the correction must occur. The 60-40 portfolio is a pathway to destroy your retirement. However, in contrast, there is a much better alternative, and that is to actively manage your money around the inflation-deflation cycles. And that way gives you a much better chance to thrive, not just survive, thrive, during the chaos that is here now and surely to increase very, very soon. Happy Thanksgiving, and may God continue to bless us all as we continue to seek His will in our lives.
Thank you so much for listening to this edition of The Reality Check, 5 minutes of sanity in an insane world. Please remember, if you're not already an investor with PPS, you can email me directly using mpento@pentoport.com or call the office using 732-772-9500 to get information about our portfolio services. You should also go to Amazon and order my book, The Coming Bond Market Collapse. Subscribers should contact an investment advisor before acting on any information contained in this podcast. No information on this podcast constitutes an offer to sell or buy any financial instruments or to provide any investment services. Subscribers understand there's an inherent risk in investing. PPS is a registered investment advisor.